For years, the White House has been prodding agencies to cut costs by using shared services. But like the proverbial water trough, sometimes horses don't drink. Well, now the Office of Management and Budget has once again deputized the General Services Administration to help it turn policy into reality. GSA will set up a program office to help agencies get over the most common hurdles to using shared services. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp joins me now with details. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you have discovered that GSA is, in fact, starting a new program office. What kinds of shared services are we talking about in the first place?
Well, basically, it's not so much what shared services, because that hasn't been decided, but it's this idea that the CIO Council's Task Force on Shared Services did a report earlier this year. They've been doing a lot of work, and they listed a bunch of recommendations around things like the acquisition, around how agencies might be able to transfer funds from one program to another if one program is the customer in a shared services setup and the other one is a provider. Those sorts of things. The CIO Council was working on this, but of course people have day jobs and this was not one of them. So in terms of implementing these recommendations, they've asked GSA, who are the experts in this sort of thing, to go about implementing the recommendations. And so this just happened 2 weeks ago. The program office is just getting started, but GSA's John Sullivan was speaking about this mostly in the future tense yesterday when he was at an AFSCIA Bethesda event on shared services, speaking at a panel that also had some agency officials talking about it from their perspectives.
So GSA is kind of like the Ghostbusters of the Office of Management and Budget. When they need something done, they go to GSA to kind of, I guess you'd say, operationalize it. And so where does GSA get the money, I guess, is the question. That probably didn't come up, though, yesterday, did it?
No, he I think, you know, to be honest, the others, Sanjay Sardar, who I know you know from FERC, the CIO there, he was saying, oh, this is great. You know, I'm excited to hear how GSA might help us. So, no, people did not say, okay, where are you getting money to do this?
But I guess the underlying assumption in all of this is that agencies are not going that much to shared services, at least as much as the White House has been hoping, perhaps
yes,
because they don't understand how to go about it.
Well, and because they're running, yeah, exactly, because it's not a straight line from A to B. They're running into lots of hurdles, and that's where GSA can hopefully come in, and now they've got the full-time staff and resources to devote. It's not that things haven't been happening. You know, the CIO Council set up this database of federal shared services that now GSA is going to develop and maintain. But still, you know, some agencies seem to not exactly know which other ones have programs that they can use, say, an email program that they might be able to use that might be better than a commercial provider. So these sorts of things, you know, GSA, John Sullivan yesterday was very cautious to say, we don't have the hammer, you know, we're not like the police force of the president or anything like this, but we are here to help agencies make these decisions and to catalog the possibilities that they might be interested in.
And I guess there is some experience on the part of agencies. For many years, a lot of agencies have shared financial services and payroll services through some long-established federal data centers. The Agriculture Department has one, Interior and so forth. Did that come up as the kind of model for any other services?
Well, a lot of people did say that, you know, they are doing payroll. That does seem to be one that is more common. The Commerce Department's Isella Dornell said that she is looking to NASA now because they seem to be doing some very successful things with administrative services. They do it out of, NASA does it out of a shared service center in Louisiana. So now the Commerce Department is looking at NASA. She admitted the Commerce Department had some bumps along the road and so was now, you know, trying to do things in a little bit of a different way than they tried 2 years ago.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. Now, getting back to the program office itself, have they said who's going to be in charge of it and how it's going to be structured?
Well, we know that it is going to be within the Office of Government-Wide Policy that is run by Dominique Sale. So he is going to be the head. We can presume that John Sullivan, who was speaking about this yesterday and is the director of, I believe it's called the Information Technology Resources Division, or
IRM.
Has the that purpose will be involved, but no, they did not go into more details other than to say it will be in Sale's jurisdiction.
Because you've quoted Sullivan, I think pretty well summarizing what the questions agencies have is, how do you standardize or create some sense of order to the acquisition, funds transfer, that's a sticky wicket, customer readiness assessments, and agencies working with vendors?
Yeah. Well, and with regards to funds transfer, I mean, this is something that is a big deal because it is the government. And this was something that, again, Izella Darnella at the Commerce Department was talking about. She said that they have a system of basically MOUs, Memoranda of Understanding, if one part of the agency wants to get a service from another part. But she said it has to go through everyone, and it takes 6 months. So, you know, just that alone could be simplified, but not sure what GSA can do about that except tell Congress that they need to pass some sort of law to make that a little bit more simple.
I guess you'd call that a bureaucracy of bureaucracies or something, a kind of master bureaucracy. And also you've written that GSA is doing market analysis to find out which agencies need services. I guess if agencies are functioning now without them, they probably don't need them, but maybe GSAs should ask them what they would like to do.
Yeah, well, and again, as you mentioned, I mean, the government, the administration wants agencies to move towards shared services. So it's not, you know, let's fix something that's not broken, but perhaps you can be more efficient in your email system if you go about it this way. And you might have some misgivings, but let me walk you through some of the steps that you might be able to take. Shared services might be one of those steps.
And is there any timeline, or what are they looking at for when this thing gets up and running? Any sign of that?
No, Sullivan said, he kept saying, you know, this has only been 2 weeks. He kept saying that all those things were left to be determined by GSA, not by the CIO Council, which asked GSA to take on this role.
All right. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, her story is at federalnewsradio.com right now. And thanks for joining me.
Thank you.